So I'm waiting for words, but I'm just receiving energetic offerings. So the words will come through quite quickly, quite quickly. Compassion, compassion. So the compassion is really for our own self, for our own decision making, for our own acquirement, for our own establishment. So the more that we have a heart for self, the faster we will move into higher circulation, move into higher advancement, move into higher scenery. So the compassion that we offer is to always be suggested, it is always to be aspired, it is always to be welcomed. So, in other words, even though we're so diligent, so worthy, so ready, so willing to invest in our higher persuasion, what happens is the ego follows us or wants to lead the way. And so what they're helping us to do is really to release that sort of tag along. And when I say tag along, I literally have an image of a devil. There's no real devil. This is just the aspect of what we perceive to be our thoughts that we're learning to no longer invest in. We're learning to no longer pay attention to. We're learning to no longer be persuaded by. So, as you will have a heart for self is we love ourselves as we move. We provide for ourselves faithfully. It's not what we've done wrong. It's the, how would I say it? Like the fact that we're proceeding in kind gesturing always. So, we want to remember that our higher self has our back. Whatever your word for higher self is, I am presence, divine self, higher self, Christ consciousness, whatever it is, we want to see it steadily abiding. We want to see it steadily advancing. We want to see it like really having our back, really providing for us, really just sort of like holding the door open. Because as we will have a heart for self, we will allow all true merging. We will allow all true persuasion. We will allow all true existence to be certified. So certified is like someone comes and like certifies a picture or whatever, like, you know, it's authentic. Here's it's your certificate of approval. And so the more that we understand that we have that gladdened handshake, that we have that gladdened assistance, that we have that supervisor or supervision in that extreme brilliance, in that extreme sunshine, in that extreme establishment, then love lights the way. The more that we understand that that power is becoming all-consuming. So all-consuming is it's all upon us. It's surrounding us. It's total and complete. So when they share total and complete, it's like there's no more yesterday. If we can remember, we don't have to go back to yesterday. We don't have to stumble and fall. We don't have to follow the old impressions. When they said that, that was very, very significant. We don't have to follow the old impressions. The reason being, when I said that, there was some kind of sacred seal that's being offered, that's being established, that's being distributed. We no longer have to follow the old impressions. So every time they say that, it's like our old projection or our old impressions that would stop us, that would give us a hard time, that would try to, you know, like that unconscious resistance. It's just starting to fade away. So just imagine that you had something that was very strong and bright and clear, and now it's just sort of washed over where it's not so defined anymore. It's not so clear. It's not so given. So allow yourselves to proceed with long-lasting aspiration. In other words, the more that we understand our higher self is guiding us, providing for us, has our safe passage secure. So that safe passage secure is that light. It's sort of like your seed is already saved. The path is already made straight. The light is already upon you for you to find your way in a most liberal fashion, in a most liberal alignment, in a most liberal offering always. So we want to remember that always. It doesn't matter how lost we get. It doesn't matter if we start going backwards. It doesn't matter if we trip up. It doesn't matter if we fall down. That path is lit always, as the provisions are amongst us. That old pattern that can still sort of get to us, confuse us a little bit, we want to just imagine that it's being washed away. Where just imagine you wrote something in ink or whatever, and then it got wet, and then it's like it's faded, it's there, but it's definitely faded. So we want to take that high voyage, and we want to take that expansion now. So that expansion now is this light that's upon us, is upon us now. It's upon us generously. It's upon us completely. Completely is, there's no place of false error. There's no place of past treason where that light cannot shine, where that light cannot be established. So we want to understand that the past no longer determines the present. The past no longer affects our present voyage. The past no longer is a determining active agent as we will aspire higher. So aspiring higher is we submit to our light, we respond to our light, we respond to heaven's consent. Heaven's consent being our own divine essence that's in the broadcast of heaven, that's in the broadcast of fifth dimensional reality already, that is guiding us, that is prompting us, that's supplying us, that's traveling with us. That traveling with us is like a continuous merging. It's a continuous, what would I call that? Like they're saying, call it excitement. So that excitement is the light, and that excitement is the new approach. And that excitement is all in good standing to help us to welcome us gladly, to welcome us steadily, to welcome us in true circumstance. So true circumstance is who we truly are. We're not the false self. We're not the unconscious guilt and fears. We're not the all programming. We're not the matrix. We are the divine in form, as we will now state, as we will now stand ready, as we will now orchestrate, as we will now deliver. So that deliver is showing up to our light, showing up to the guidance, showing up to the safe passage, showing up to the current demonstration. And so remember all of those misgivings, all of the false self. We want to start feeling, sensing, imagining that it's starting to fade away, that it's there, but it's like the ink's getting lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. And so the more that we understand that when we say yes to our light, we say yes to our ascension, we say yes to our determining values. When I just said we say yes to our ascension, what they showed me was that healing card with those beautiful Northern Light colors, that it's like there's healing in our midst now. It's not like in 3 years, 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 hours. It's here in our midst now. As we will consent to grow, as we will consent to increase, as we will consent to offer ourselves gladly. So we're offering ourselves gladly to our light, and we're offering ourselves gladly to our heavenly exchange, and we're offering ourselves gladly to what is already in our midst, that's ready to be seen, that's ready to be satisfied, that's ready for our divine union to take hold, for that's ready for our divine assertion to begin. So we're allowing that transference of consciousness, and we're allowing that heavenly exchange, and we're allowing that truth to be asserted, and we're allowing the new premise, the new delight, the new altered arrival, the new springtime unified feel to be brought forth into our great likeness. So our likeness is who we are in our light, who we are in our divine bliss, who we are in our divine exchange, who we are in our divine establishment. And so the more that we will receive this abundance, the more that we will receive this light, the more that we will receive this divine union, the more that we will receive our true desire. So we want to remember our true desire is to be one with our higher self. It's to be one with our divine union. It's to be one with our true verse, with our true self, with our true lifestyle, with our true engagement. So it's out of that brilliance, it's out of that energetic exchange, it's out of that placement at last that we come home, that we come home to our true self. And so all that is then part of the gifting, all that is then ready to proceed is greatly established. So in other words, we're agreeing in alignment, we're agreeing in frequency, we're agreeing in our diamond coding. And when we bring forth that agreement, then everything that we're then entitled to, meaning that like equals like, meaning that all that we're here to unfold, each of us are great masters. Each of us have great mastery of consciousness. Each of us have healing attainment. In other words, gifts to be offered, gifts to receive, gifts to, I can get that next word, I'll just say assimilate, but when I'm looking at it, it's like our multidimensional awareness or existence is soon to be acquired, demonstrated, permitted. So the permitted is not what's being permitted to us, it's what we're permitting. So we're allowing ourselves, freeing ourselves to come home into that graduated existence, that graduated essence, that graduated light. And so now they're showing me the card of strengthening bonds, because we're the ones saying yes. We want to keep emphasizing this, that we really understand that we're not waiting on the cosmos. The cosmos is waiting for our decision making, our assertion, our agreement, our new like recognition. So as we will receive this, and remember, it's coming out of that heart for self. And so we really want to understand your Christ self, your divine self, your Buddha self, whatever your words are, but you want to have that secure, and you want to have that sincere, where that advisement or that partnership is now here. It's not something coming. It's not something you're waiting, looking out the window. It's already upon us. It's already upon us. So allow yourselves to be delighted. Allow yourselves to be given. Allow yourselves to move into an extreme faithfulness of consent. So that consent is the light. And so we want to remember, this is like the third or fourth time they're saying this, that the old persuasion, meaning the old patterns, the old programming, it's like whittling away. It's still there, but it's not as well defined. So instead of it being like it's the only way to go, it's going to be very, very faded. So it's still there, but it's going to be much easier now to make that higher choice, to choose the light, to choose heaven's consent, to choose ascension, to choose your new birthing. So we want to receive that in all of our new assumption. So we're allowing that light to take hold, and we're allowing that light to sync us with our new reality. Because remember, we're the ones growing in faithfulness. We're the ones in growing in light. We're the ones growing in abundance. And so as we move into that new earth, we want to remember there are parallel realities. And it's they keep saying, it's time, it's time. So how do we say this? It's almost like we've been waiting for so long. We can't imagine it's upon us. And we want to imagine it's upon us. So this is the whole point, that we're stepping up our own consignment. We're stepping up our own agreement, because it's actually waiting for us to notice. It's waiting for us to decide. It's waiting for us to agree. So allow that gifting to occur with ease. And again, that seal that I'm looking at, it's some kind of activation that they're basically saying our fate is sealed. Our fate is sealed. So in other words, when you say yes to it, it's like the agreement is made. So as we allow this source of higher importance to be welcomed, they're saying well noted, but note it, welcome it, agree to it, allow it to shine. So that shine is our light. So as we receive this offering, as we receive this activation, we're allowing that brilliance to be felt. And so it's being felt by all of our circumstance. People, places, and things are now responding to this light, are now responding to our new record keeping, are now responding to our new agreement, are now responding to our new evolved status, evolved status. So what's really interesting is when we're opening up, I'm kind of losing the words along the way. I'm like, what's a word? What is even a word? So this is really the grace that's here to stay and the grace that's here to be established. So allow yourselves to receive with delight. Allow yourselves to be noted, meaning that like this is the frequency that you're now entrusting, that you're now assuming, that you're now declaring. And allow this offering to be given to all. So all the collective, all the beautiful brethren, brothers and sisters that are having the opportunity now to choose this higher voice, to choose this higher selection, to choose this higher establishment. And so see that coming forth with ease, with brilliance, with love. Remember, love is the way. So we're learning to hold love's hand. We're learning that love is the way. We're going to be supported instead of like, why didn't you, if only you had, all of that old energy. We're really being supported and just dropping it. We think that we have to attend to it, and we really don't. So we're going beyond those old energies, those old patterns, and allowing that light to shine brightly. And you mean, when they said light shining brightly, I just had a stirring in our higher heart. So you may feel it, you may sense it, you may see it. You happen to be very psychic. But we're allowing ourselves to be all consumed, meaning that the light, the source that we are, is now well established forevermore. So forevermore is in 5 minutes, in 10 minutes, in 30 minutes, in 2 hours. The light that is now here is for forevermore. Receive.